From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Civil, and Jay. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Tom, what is going on? Every time we turn around lately, there seems to be another celebrity divorce in the headlines. LaToya Luckett, Cynthia Bailey, Keisha Knight Pulliam, and probably the biggest shocker for many of us, Mary J. Blige. Throw in J. Anthony Brown's marital track record, and this may leave many out there wondering, can marriage really work? Well, Tom, this morning my guest is a marriage advocate who says any marriage can work. I'm going inside her story with Tanya Barnett, also known as the Real Life Coach. She coaches women, Tom, in preparation for marriage, as well as gives current wives tools to use to create strong, healthy marriages. And Tom, I know you want to know this. She has been married for 17 years.
Proper vet. Proper
Thank
vetting.
Thank you. Yes, okay. I know this matters to you.
Yes, it does.
All right. Good morning, Tanya.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Really well. Okay, so the Real Life Coach is what you go by. And let me ask you this.
Wife when coach.
Yes. So I'm sorry, the Real Wife Coach. Exactly. Mm-hmm. The Real Wife Coach. Now, when you said this, I was like, wow, you think any marriage can be fixed when there's problems?
Absolutely. I truly believe that. My story is like Tom, my husband is an Omega man. So to be married 17 years to an Omega man
to
is
a
amazing.
Dog. Yes, that is amazing. God bless you. God bless you. And my mama, she gave an Omega man a home too.
Okay, see.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm a good woman then.
Yeah.
Good woman.
Great woman.
So there's the vetting. Okay.
Yes.
So any marriage can work. So with these celebrity marriages we were talking about, you think any of them could have been salvaged?
Absolutely. My goal is, and what I believe is that there's some key components that are missing. Number one is communication. I think sometimes when we're dating, we put on a mask. And so therefore, when we get into marriage, when the mask comes off, you know, 3 or 4 months later or a couple of years later, we're like, okay, this is not the person that I married. So just being honest about what's going on with you. If your finances are jacked, have that conversation. I think what's happening is people aren't vulnerable and they're not owning their truth. I always say own your truth and share it in love. And it's up to that person to receive it. If they can't receive it, then they're not the person for you. But we go into marriage with masks on, giving that person what we think they want.
Mm. Well, let's talk about some of these celebrity marriages. And
okay.
I know you don't have direct insight into what happened, but we kind of, you know, based on details that have been out in the media, we kind of have an idea of what happened. So let's talk about Cynthia Bailey, who I just adore. You know, she and Peter finally ended their marriage. And we saw this really in part play out on The Real Housewives of Atlanta. What do you think they could have done to salvage their relationship, or what do you think went wrong?
I don't know them. But what I think is when you live in the public light, you have an image to uphold. And once those cameras cut off, then the real you comes out. And me personally, I just feel like marriage is such an intimate relationship between a husband and a wife. And to have cameras on you constantly, you know, the stress of having to uphold an image, it really weighs on people. And sometimes I think what happens is once you go home, you have to now get back to being the person who you really are. And I think sometimes we lose that.
Mm. Okay. What about Keisha Knight Pulliam? Because this one is it keeps unraveling right before our eyes. It just seems to get worse and worse. What do you think went wrong there? Did they get married too fast?
Here's my caveat. I met my husband. we dated for a little bit, and then we were married within 6 months. So I don't know about being married too soon, because that's what we did, and we've been able to keep it together for 17 years. Mm-hmm. I'm blown that Rudy is getting a divorce. That
don't
just
call
breaks
her Rudy.
My heart.
She don't like to be called Rudy.
Okay.
Oh, she doesn't.
Keisha,
okay.
No, not
you
know, at all.
Uh-uh. It just breaks my heart. So I don't really know. I wish I could work with her to just, you know, really find out what the issues were in her relationship.
I guess my point with that one is it seems to be, it's become very bitter. They are towards each other. I don't see how that could be salvaged. I mean, they're not divorced yet, but I don't know how that could be salvaged.
And the biggest victim is this baby.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's coming up. Do you think a relationship could survive if you were on a reality show?
Today, yes. Back then, no. I'm just keeping it 100. No, today, yes, my husband and I have gone through a lot in 17 years of marriage, and we've decided to, you know, work really hard. So we communicate about everything. But had it been, I would say, 15 years ago, no.
And what about Mary J. and her husband? I mean, because they were married for a very long time. I mean,
that breaks my heart, too. Yeah. All of it breaks
my
heart.
Yeah, what's the 411 on that?
Well, go ahead, Jackie.
I thought they had real love, you know.
Right.
Well, I'm not going to cry. Just I want to hear your answer.
Y'all
nice. I like that.
I don't know. Mary's kind of kept her relationship private, so I don't know. Again, I wish I had an opportunity to work with all of these women prior to getting to where they are now. I know it's kind of like a shameless plug because I'm a real wife coach. But I don't know what her what went on.
Well, she, you know, she said in a statement that things just happen,
right?
You know what I mean? And I guess when you know when you say all marriages can be saved, I mean, I guess sometimes people fall out of love, or things happen.
No, I don't believe people fall out of love. I think what happens as things build up, little things become big things, and then they snowball out of effect. And if you're not communicating, you're not talking about it. Whether it's intimacy, whether it's money. Whether it's blended families.
Just get sick of people. I mean, you know,
that's just your situation, Jay.
I'm asking. Sometimes that happens, Jackie.
Are you asking her?
You don't hate her. I'm saying you don't hate the person. You just. I'm just.
But
sick
do you
of
get
this.
Sick of them, or does the real, like, you know, like Tanya was saying in the beginning, you know, if you, that person has a mask on, and then once you get married, then the real them comes out. Mm-hmm. Then that may be, you know what I mean?
Well,
if
that's the case, then can you change the person that you now know is the real person?
No. You cannot change people, but you can change yourself. So, what I teach the wives that I work with. Is that, okay, what is it about his drawers on the floor that irritates you? Let's have a conversation about that. And so once we have a conversation about that, the women see, okay, this is the reason why that irritates me. Now have a conversation. Hey, hon, you know what? Your drawers on the floor really irritates me, and here's the reason
women
why.
Women put drawers on the floor, too. A lot of this is
well, you know what? Tanya, you wrote a great book and got a lot of feedback. Tell me the name of your book again.
It is called Being a Wife Just Got Real, Things I Wish I Knew Before I Said I Do.
And you talk in that about, you know, in great detail, problems that you had in your own marriage, including a time when you had an emotional affair with someone else, and you and your husband were able to get past that. I wonder for people out there who are dealing with trust issues, how do you
affair?
Get... Explain that,
okay.
Tanya.
Well, an emotional affair is when you have communication with another person other than your husband or your wife, and that communication turns into a constant one. So for me at the time in my marriage, I had low self-esteem. I was overweight. I was staying at home. I was watching everybody go to work. I wanted
set
to work.
Set it up, girl. Set it up.
Right. And so this guy came into my life that I knew from high school via social media, and he and I started talking. So he was pumping me up, filling my head up with, you know, you're great, you're this, you're that, all the things my husband wasn't saying at the time to me. And so this continued on for about a year. And I liked it. I looked forward to talking to him because I wasn't getting that from my husband. My husband and I were speaking about bills and kids and things. So
what
that's was the
light
emotional
bulb moment for you?
My husband found the messages.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
That'll do it.
No physical contact? Just talking?
No, he was in another state. So it was just constant conversation.
Was he married too?
He was engaged.
Ooh, we need a part two on this.
Yeah, we need you to hold on after the break.
For a whole year.
I would
no
do that
intimate.
For,
no
yes.
intimate.
None.
Wow.
Just a lot of gas, huh? He just,
yeah.
he just kept Tanya, gassing you. He just kept gassing you up.
That's not unusual for women. That's not.
Right. It's not simple.
It's not.
It's really not. And for some men,
it's very real.
And for some men.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
I don't believe
it. So real. Yeah.
It trust me, it happens both ways. Tanya, we're going to have you back. The
I love
real
you, Tanya.
Wife coach.
Tanya,
where can people find out more about you?
My website is realwifemovement.com.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you
and
so
I'm
much. She's the real deal.
Real wife coach.
Okay. Thank you, Tanya.
Just stayed on the internet for
Listen,
a whole year.
She knows her stuff.
He was in another state in a year. You never came. You never came. Face
y'all
to
gonna
face.
Focus on that after all we talked about?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's all you heard.
That's what
Boy,
I heard.
He's on the internet. That's all. Okay.